Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me, being part of my day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. There is no barrier to entry. If you get there, if you can show up, we'll let you in. We won't ask who you are. We won't ask for your email address unless you subscribe to my newsletter, which I encourage you to do, which is free. It comes every Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And that's free, but we also need your email if we're going to send it to you. So that's the only thing that you'll have to do to tell us who you are. Everything else that you can do there, you can just use to your heart's content. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lauren Garvey is our guest. She's a longtime friend of ours and a great lady. She's the president of LG Connections, LLC, which is an outstanding small business PR firm, and she's our good friend. Lauren, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Event planning is something that you're very, very good at. And you've been doing this for a long time. A lot of small businesses, most small businesses, don't get into event planning that much. But what can we learn about event planning that would help us in our small business?
Well, event planning is something I've been doing for probably the last 6 years. And anyone can do an event or plan an event. The key thing to planning an event, and you know how I do it, is it's creating an event that is media worthy. And what I mean by that is, you know, the goal of when you're doing any type of event is to create awareness, whether it's for your business, mm-hmm. your company, your service. And ideally the goal is to, you know, entice the media to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone, it doesn't matter how small your business is, can plan an event. So for a small entrepreneur, you know, it could be that they're creating awareness in their community, and let's say maybe they're offering their services pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way, you know, to plan an event around that. In terms of when you're
For example, you know, one thing would be, for example, I have some friends who every year, maybe a couple of times a year, they host a blood drive at their business,
right?
Every year,
and that would be an ideal thing to create an event around. They could actually, you know, what the media gravitates towards is children. So let's say they have this blood event every year. You know, maybe they combine it with doing immunizations for children,
right?
And then you
right.
make the family day, and you know, the whole goal of when you're planning any event is, you have to be very focused on, you know, what are you looking to achieve? You know, if you're looking to achieve, you know, community goodwill and awareness, you build it around the community. If you're looking to achieve national exposure, and then you really have to look to probably incorporating a very high-profile celebrity of some mm-hmm. type that gives it that national appeal.
You know, another thing I was thinking about, Lauren, that where small businesses could really benefit from your experience is, and this is a great way to get some awareness about who you are and to give back to the community at the same time, and that would be to take on an event for the Chamber of Commerce, for example, or for a charity group, or the Heart Fund, or United Way, or something like that, some event that might be carried out to either take charge of or contribute to an event like that. And that's a way to give back to your community, but also to let people know about how dedicated you are to your community as a business owner.
Right. No, you're absolutely right on target. And you know, in today, it doesn't matter the size of your business. What you're kind of talking about is along the lines of philanthropy and social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, interestingly enough, one of the events I just wrapped up was a National Women's Conference.
Out in California, wasn't it?
Right. It was with the Executive Women's Network who presented it, mm-hmm. and it was done in collaboration with NAFI, which is the National Association for Female Executives. And one of the panel sessions we actually did was philanthropy and social responsibility. And, you know, it was very interesting because the panel was very diverse. We had Joy Gordon, who's the CEO of Dress for Success. We had Nikki Leondakis, who's the chief operating officer for Kimpton Hotels, which is a small, it's a boutique, very high-end property, hotel mm-hmm. property and restaurant group based in San Francisco. And then we had probably one of the larger humanitarian organizations, Care USA, which is in Atlanta. And the interesting thing about philanthropy and social responsibility is, especially from a PR and event side, you can always incorporate that, and that makes it a very good news angle. Mm-hmm. So if someone is, you know, coming out with a new product or a service, you know, the likelihood that the media is going to cover it is slim,
right.
unless some earth-shattering
right.
revelation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you incorporate it and tie it into a philanthropic angle or social responsibility angle, it then becomes newsworthy.
Well, and it puts your small business on a stage that it couldn't have gotten on by itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's tons of research, but the reality is that regardless of what small business has, whether it's a product, service, new line of something, consumers, you know, obviously are the purchasers of products and services, regardless of the industry. And research shows time and time again that people prefer to purchase from companies that give back.
Right.
So it's not just the right thing to do, it's really good for your business.
Well, you can advertise, and that's a good thing. You can do marketing, and that's a good thing. You can have the best salespeople, and that's a good thing. But if you really want your brand to ding, if you want really want there to be a true ding in branding of your business, you know, put yourself on a stage where you're obviously giving back, you're obviously contributing to the community. It's amazing what that will do, how that will shine up your brand and give it a little bit extra luster. Stand by. We'll get to a quick break. Lauren Garvey is our guest. She's our PR expert in the Brain Trust. And she and I will be right back after these messages. 20
S. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on John and he was holding on. If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with my good friend and yours, even if you don't know it, Lauren Garvey, the president and founder of LG Connections, LLC. Lauren, give us your website, please.
Oh, I actually don't have a website, Jim.
Well, we have to work on that, Lauren.
Yes, yes.
We got to get you a website. I've helped a lot of small business owners. I've chided a lot of small business into getting websites, so I'll have to work on that with you. Lauren, one of the things about PR for small business that a lot of times they don't get is, and it's not their fault because they just haven't had the education in this area,
mm-hmm.
and that is understanding the two sides of the house, the two houses, I should say, mm-hmm. in any media organization, a newspaper,
right.
radio, television, cable, whatever it might be, they have the editorial side, and then they have the advertising side. And you really, if you're doing PR, you have to understand that you're not talking to the advertising side, and it doesn't matter how much money you spent with the advertising folks. When you're working on PR, you're in another world, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny that you bring this up because this was, again, one of the panel sessions I did at the conference because that I just did in California. It was for predominantly women entrepreneurs, and I actually had a media panel because I think, you know, a lot of people don't understand how to work with the media. And,
right.
You know, working with the media is, how I always explain it to people is, while my job as a PR professional is to promote the product or service of either the company I represent or the client I represent, my real job is the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And just like when you're pitching or trying to secure new business for your business, it's relationship building. And, you know, the most important advice I could give someone, you know, working with the media is, you know, you really have to understand what they cover. And, you know, just a couple tips would be, first of all, determine what's your wish list. As a small business entrepreneur, where would you like to see your story told? Then once you decide that, then you start researching those publications. You know, most entrepreneurs, their dream is to be an entrepreneur magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the panelists at our conference was Reva Lasansky, who's the editorial director.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that a lot of entrepreneurs, they determine the publication they want to be in, yet they've never even read the publication.
Mm-hmm.
They've never familiarized themselves with the types of articles they do.
The angles, you know, that they go after when they're writing about something, the length of the thing, the types of things that this magazine is particularly interested in.
Exactly. And, mm-hmm. you know, for a national, if you're trying to get a national story, I mean, you have to look at it this way. Entrepreneur Magazine, okay, they put out 12 issues a year. That means if they're doing some profile stories, you're talking about maybe 20 to 30 stories a year, and you're talking about 9 million entrepreneurs
right,
in the world.
Right.
So you have to make sure that when you're pitching them or trying to get their ear, it really has to be relevant. It's not about, you know, announcing that you have this new great product or service. You have to be able to tie it into national news, because that reporter's job is not to help you, the entrepreneur. It's really to educate their readers.
Well, it's so the same, and it's something. The same way if you're trying to pitch or you're trying to get some PR in a local paper. It needs to
be something
that resonates locally.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing. And the point you're making is you gotta think, you gotta try to get inside of the head of that person just a little bit.
Right. And I also think, you know, something that's really emerging right now is, you know, blogging and podcasts, and
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't discount being written up in someone's blog, because
mm-hmm.
the reality is, being in a blog, you may reach more people than actually being in that print publication or their website publication. So blogging is something that, you know, you should really, if you have an interest in getting some coverage for yourself or creating your own blog.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's another thing to think about doing. In terms of approaching newspapers,
mm-hmm.
now you've done that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Talk to us about how you do that. I got about 1 minute.
Okay. Basically, a newspaper, especially if you're looking from the local side of it, you have to tailor your pitch or your press release locally. So let's say you're doing an event in Atlanta, you know, but you really want to be in the Miami Herald, or you're announcing something in Atlanta, or you're an Atlanta-based company, but you really want to get into that South Florida media,
mm-hmm.
you have to find an angle that's localized. And that's how newspapers work.
It can't be a commercial. It's got to be something of general public interest, right?
Absolutely, yes. Or it could be, you know, involving, as long as it has a local angle and it's not commercial, because then you cross the line of advertising,
mm-hmm.
then at least you can go and approach them.
Right. Lauren, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Always a pleasure to be on.
Lauren Garvey, ladies and gentlemen, with LG Connections, LLC, out of the great state of New Jersey, by the way. Quick break, right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Chief Counsel for Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 after. Stay with me.
One more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.